Welcome to the Morning Mix podcast. Today we found out that there are wonderful things that can be found in the garbage. Who knew?
Some of it might be hanging on your wall. You don't even know.
Also, you can work out in the strangest of places, specifically a place that Nikki loves.
The Isle of Shame at Aldi just got so much bigger for me today.
And that might lead to an embarrassing date. We've all been on them. Some have been much worse than others, including a woman we spoke to today who had a rather embarrassing moment on a first date at the Wiener Circle.
And, you know, Wiener Circle is always leads to some kind of embarrassment.
It sure does. That's coming right now on the Morning Mix podcast. This is our business. What you're going to eat tonight. Because it's Fat Tuesday, and it's time to just let our hair down. So we said text us to 60123. What's a dream Fat Tuesday meal? My hope is that the people that texted this in will be eating it tonight. Because a lot of these are great. Right off the top, 224. I know that it's a Louisiana thing, but I want to go hibachi Japanese, but I'll throw shrimp in there.
Okay.
And that gets you a bit of that, you know, the Creole shrimp thing, but they're going to throw shrimp in there. So I like that.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to probably butcher pronouncing these. This is a Czechoslovakian dish, but from a 708. Svekova Czech marinated beef with dumplings and sauerkraut served with this Czechoslovakian Pilsner Ukel. It's a beer. U-R-Q-E-L-L. It's a Pilsner.
Pilsner Urquell.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Steve Urkel's Pilsner?
Pilsner. That's what it sounds like.
Pilsner
Urquell.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's what, yeah. Yeah, that's what it's a green bottle.
At the
bottle.
Back of the bottle. Did I do that? It says that right on
exactly.
It.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah, same thing. From a 708, we're going to keep it classic. Go Creole shrimp, lemon pasta, and a chocolate cake.
Yeah.
And 815 hit us with their whole day. I'm going to have some punch keys to start my day.
Ooh, perfect.
Then I'm going to go with shrimp and crawfish gumbo, red beans, and rice, and that'll wash it all down. Okay. With king cake.
Yeah.
And some hurricanes from Pat O'Brien's. They are ready to go.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Can we call them back?
I think we might need to find out if they can add four to their reservation.
Yeah.
From a 773, I'm going to go with a big bowl of rigatoni, baby. And I'm going to eat a whole loaf of bread, tiramisu, and a gallon jug of Arnold Palmer half and halves.
Wow.
Hey, well, get after it. 815 keeps it simple. I want a steak burrito the size of my head.
Okay. La Bamba right there.
Yeah, La Bamba.
Yeah,
oh, wow. So good. From a 630, I'm going to head to Crackle Barrel and get that country fried steak. All right. 630 is just going to eat king cake and then punch keys from the Weber Bakery. There you go. And let's see, an 847, I'm going to have a beef po' boy bread pudding with bourbon sauce and creme anglaise, hurricanes, and pralines all made from scratch. All right. Calm down.
Yeah.
Now you're just bragging.
Yeah.
Now you're just bragging. And an 847 who's after my own heart, I'm going to get anything I want from Culver's as long as I can wash it down with a two-scoop turtle sundae.
Okay.
There's a lot of people eating well around here.
No kidding.
I don't know. We're going to have like a salad. Probably.
Well, yeah. Well, that's this. You know, that's the thing with Chicago. And I tell everybody, it's funny when people come visit, I'm like, there's the freshman 15 in college. And then if you move here, it's the Chicago 30.
Yeah. So get ready.
Like, yeah. Just a heads up. Don't even fight it. It just know it's going to happen.
Especially if you move here in the middle of winter.
Yeah.
But now I'm going to have to insulate up.
They should actually ban the sale of salads on Fat Tuesday.
I would agree.
I don't think you can do that.
Yeah. You should
Chris.
Get a ticket for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree. I think you're right. You know what? Health be damned.
Exactly.
I'm going to have that truffle
mac.
That's a tomorrow problem.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix podcast.
Now, Nikki, you rolled your ankle last night and a rough tumble down the steps, right?
Yeah.
Which is a bummer. Every once in a while, I just sort of look over. I don't know if you've noticed it. There's just like a wince that'll happen. You'll move a certain way. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so. It feels all right. And then you just like, you know, you hit a weird side and then you're like, oh, yep, right.
Well, she's had her foot elevated all day, so your left hamstring's so stretched. I see you now. You're standing a little lopsided. You're like an inch taller on one side than the other. But something that that might interest you a lot, maybe not now with this rolled ankle, but in a week or two when you're back to tip top, if you're looking to get a workout in, there is a new TikTok user named Becky. She goes by Sheryl's Fitness.
Okay.
And Nikki, specifically for you, she is going viral because she does her exercise videos at Aldi.
Oh, come on.
Wow.
Where is this Aldi? You're making this up.
I swear. Her real name is Becky. Becky will go into the aisle of the limited time buys.
The aisle of shame.
Yes. She will use those limited time buys as workout equipment.
Well, they do have a big selection of workout stuff right now.
That's right. So she'll grab a kettlebell. Yeah. She'll grab some free weights. She'll grab whatever clothing is sitting there, empty boxes of soup, whatever they have. And she will do workouts in the middle of the Aldi aisle and then post them on TikTok for you to do your Aldi workout.
I have been fighting TikTok so hard, and this might have just tipped it in.
This is it. You could have joined You could have joined for Peloton. You could have joined for cocktail recipes.
No.
You could have joined for ankle health.
We had a cat one time screaming crazy train, and that got me close.
And that got you close.
But this
but
might
this
have done
is the
it.
One that's going to push you over the edge.
Yeah. Wow.
Look at that. TikTok user Shirls, S-H-I-R-L-S, Fitness. Shirls Fitness. Her real name's Becky.
Whip. I wonder if Shirls or Becky, I wonder if she buys the equipment or she just uses it, puts it
and
back?
And puts it back, yeah. But then maybe knowing it's Aldi, could you get a slight discount on gently used? Like, I saw the video of Becky holding this.
Yeah.
Or maybe she's like, well, you know what? I'm saying it's Aldi, so I'm giving you a free commercial on my hot TikTok.
Exactly. Right. Yeah, right, so, exactly. Yeah.
I hope she buys it. Otherwise, I'd be like, are you gonna buy that last pair of shorts?
Right, because stuff goes fast
because
in that
aisle of
shame,
because it
goes
and it doesn't
get
replenished a lot. So I'd be like, dude.
Hey, is she bench pressing that umbrella that I wanted for the patio? Because it's the last one.
Put down that lawnmower.
Yeah, hang on a second. We've got, whoa, is that a garden hoe? Can I grab that? I'm not talking to you. No, the item. Could you pass that my way?
So
next time you need to get your sweat on, just head over to Aldi and pick up anything you can find in the aisle of shame.
The Morning Mix Flash Briefing with Violetta.
Let's get to it. In at number three, it seems like the world is Euphoria crazy.
Yeah.
Season 1 and 2 were a huge hit for HBO Max. And if you aren't already watching it, you probably should be. If you are a fan, you know that Rue, the main character played by Zendaya, had a pretty rough go in the first 2 seasons. That's not like really a spoiler alert because the whole thing is about like substance abuse, teen life, drama.
Yeah, it's like Dawson's Creek ratcheted up to 11.
Oh,
oh, yeah.
It's
you
way,
know what I mean?
Yeah. Maybe like up to 20.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, maybe like 22.
That's really nice.
Okay, fair.
2-11.
So Zendaya, though, in a recent interview is saying that she hopes that season 3 brings some peace and self-love for Rue, the main character. So I don't know if she's hinting at something that's about to come. Maybe something shifts and we see some recovery happening.
Yeah.
So everybody's kind of talking about that.
Just started and it's intense. I was not ready.
I have a question for you, Chris.
Yeah.
As a person who's been an actor.
Sure, right? Go ahead.
Do you ever wonder, like, a lot of actors can't get one job, but then there's a few actors who seem like they get all the jobs.
Yeah.
Namely Zendaya and Tom Holland. Am I right? They're all in everything.
Yeah.
You feel like they should spread it out among different people just to give other people a chance sometimes?
I do, but for whatever reason, it becomes the business thing where they're like, well, Tom Holland books, people come to see him.
So
here you go, Tom, we want you to do everything right now.
Right,
you know?
Right.
Like Jim Carrey in the 90s or... You know,
so it's
Steve
like they
Carell
want you to do
the 2000s.
Until they don't want you to do anything.
Exactly right. Until we as the audience burn out on those.
Right. And I'm sure people could say the same thing about radio people, so I'll just shut up.
But you do have people that manage to, like, Steve Zahn is phenomenal, and he's
kind of
just like in everything. And like Paul Rudd's been around forever because he's a vampire.
Sure.
Anyway. Back to you, Violetta.
Well, that's it on that. Let's move on to number 2.
Yeah,
The grand opening of Disney's expensive Star Wars hotel is today.
Woo!
It is a windowless bunker-style hotel. It offers only a 2-night stay. You can't stay longer than that because the demand is so freaking high.
Oh, my God.
So it is touted as the ultimate immersive Star Wars experience. Guests are encouraged to dress up, take part in missions, and then you can even go to Planet Batu.
Yeah, I believe. Yeah.
What, Star Wars people?
Oh, man. I'd like to go back to there right now. Yeah, no. Bakktu, is that it?
No, it was just Batuu.
Oh, Batuu.
Batuu.
Okay. Yeah, love that planet.
Yeah, I don't know.
Let's talk numbers, though. So 2 adults and 2 nights stay is going to cost you $5,000.
Yeah.
3 adults with 1 kid goes up to $6,000. And again, this is only a 2-night stay. You don't have an option to go more.
Wild. I got to talk to one of the Imagineers who, worked on that.
Really?
Yeah, it was pretty wild.
It's a whole world. I mean,
it's a whole thing.
No,
it's a fully immersive experience.
It is crazy.
And you can come as a character if you choose to. Mm-hmm.
You probably
and you can
better.
Define if you're Rebel or Imperial. And then the next time you come, you can do a whole different thing.
Yeah. Hey,
pretty wild.
If you're loaded in a Star Wars fan,
forget
that's
about
a place
it.
For you.
Yeah, watch out.
And in at number 1, Britney Spears bears it all on the beach. She is letting it all hang out. She has a new series of pictures posted on her Instagram. There are also videos. There are nudes of her on the beach.
Yeah.
Whip, I'm sure you've already seen these.
I have seen these.
I saw them too.
Yeah.
I was going to send you a screenshot of it yesterday, and then I'm like, Whip's going to open this at home at dinner with his family, and it's going to be like, what's happening?
And then it's an educational moment for the Whip family table.
I think the algorithm knows us, and that's how I tend to not miss these Britney Spears things.
I know, me neither.
But I wonder, she must be, just at the line of what they allow.
Yes.
It's got to be.
Because,
she's
naked.
Yeah, and it was just little diamond emojis covering the naughty bits.
But then in the video, she's... she's just covering her breast.
Sure, sure.
And then she's like moving her fingers like to like be like, are you going to see something for a second?
Oh.
All I have to say is it looks painful to me. She's rolling around bare naked in the sand. Waves are hitting her. I just know sand is getting everywhere.
Yeah, that's
a
crevice.
Like,
that's a crevice
everywhere.
Finder. Yeah. We do have a morning mix photo shoot on Thursday, and Whip and I are going to be recreating the moment. We're going to do it down here on Oak Street Beach, which right now has a lot of glass on it.
So it'll
be
fine.
We'll be fine.
Cigarette.
Yeah.
So enjoy
bring
that.
Ourselves.
Stay right here for that. For now, that was our flash briefing.
You're listening to the Morning Mix podcast.
All right. You know, you're out there. You're strolling around town. Maybe you see a little something at a curb or in the back of an alley, and you're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Mm-hmm. Looks like a high-quality item.
Mm-hmm.
I got to pop over there and check that thing out. To tell you that this dude is after my own heart. Hi, good morning, Scott.
Hey, yeah, so my boys, they went dumpster diving. Our neighbors moved, and they found all sorts of brand-new Nike shoes. They found jerseys, like legit, like jerseys, basketball jerseys, like NBA jerseys, and clone, like really expensive clone, all sorts of new cleaning products. I mean, it was like pay dirt. They went back day after day after my neighbors kept throwing stuff out.
Oh my goodness. And now your kids have an eBay channel and they moved out.
Yeah.
They're supporting you.
Absolutely. I mean, it was like they were ecstatic with all the stuff they found. They couldn't believe it.
Unbelievable. Hey, Scott, don't hang up, okay? Stay on the line because we're going to choose our favorite and you are a front runner.
Right.
Hold tight. Hold tight. All right, hi there. Good morning, Jennifer. You were out dumpster diving, and what was the big treasure you found?
It was actually my daughter when she went to her apartment complex, and somebody threw out a 65-inch TV that looked perfect.
Oh my goodness. Is it flat screen?
Yeah.
Yeah, flat screen. Yep, she has it in her living room. She works. They game on it every night.
And so it works. Like, whenever you see that, you just assume
it's
dead.
Work. There's no way they would throw out a working TV.
Wow.
Nope.
Oh, my
perfect.
Gosh. All right, Jennifer, stay right there. Don't hang up. Don't hang up. We got to find out. Now, hi there. Good morning, Ed.
Hey.
You were dumpster diving and you found something special?
I did. I found this oil painting. I got close up to it and I saw that this was an oil painting. And found out, I did some research and found out it was worth $150.
Nice.
Not bad.
I know. I sold it on eBay. I was like, so excited. I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, man. Look at that. One man's trash is another man's treasure. All right, Ed, stay right there. Okay, we've got kids finding Nikes, potentially Jordans, jerseys. We've got a 65-inch TV that still works that they're gaming on every night. And then Ed swung around an oil painting for $150 on eBay.
Oof.
Nikki, how are you feeling?
Oh, my gosh. These are all really good.
They're very good. Yeah. Somebody's going to go to the Batman.
Yeah. I'm going to go with the first because it was they went back multiple times.
It was multiple times for
jerseys, shoes, cologne. I like that one.
All right, yeah. Whip, where you stand on this one?
I think I like the oil painting.
Oh.
And then the turning it around on eBay required some research, required some legwork, and then ultimately a payoff.
Okay. And Violetta?
I have to go with Ed and the oil painting because I love Antiques Roadshow, and I can't, when people just find stuff at like a garage sale and then sell it for like $50,000.
Yeah.
All right. I got to stick with Scott and the Nikes. So we got two for the Nikes and two for the oil painting. So Swanee's shaking his head because he knows it's him. I got your mic on. Swanee, who's going to go? You know what, actually? Do you want to pick a winner? Here's what I'm thinking. Why don't we just send everybody the Batman?
Oh,
we can do that. I thought about that. Let's do it.
Great idea.
Hey, Scott, good morning. You still there?
Yeah.
Good. You just won a pair of tickets to see the Batman. Boom.
Sweet. Awesome.
Congrats.
Way to go. Hi, Ed. You still there?
I am.
Ed, guess what, man?
What?
You got passes to see the Batman.
What?
Right?
This is the Morning Mix podcast.
Friday, maybe you've got plans to go out on a date. Dates can get embarrassing. There was a woman in London, went out with an American dude. He brought a bell that he would ring to get the waitstaff to come over. That's embarrassing. We got a text from an 847. I went on a date with this Irish dude, so we went to a bar where we drank a lot of Jameson. Well, we got to the top of the stairs to leave, and I missed the first stair, slid all the way down like it was a sleigh ride. I got to the bottom, looked back, and said, well, beat you down here.
That's a good recovery.
Yeah, not bad. Yeah, not bad, sure. Right? Hey there. Good morning, Nancy. How are you?
I'm good.
You were on an embarrassing date?
Yes. It was my first date with my boyfriend. We were at a bar, sitting at the bar. He received a phone call from one of his teenage sons. Two of the other teenage sons were in a knockout, drag-out fight.
Oh.
And his dad voice was in full force. Big guy, deep voice. If you don't stop it, we're not going golfing tomorrow. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, this is not happening.
Oh, like, you kind of turned around the tone of the date.
I'm not with him.
If you don't stop it, we're not going to go play golf. I'm going to get over there. You better watch out.
He's like, your dad, Macho Man? What just happened? Hi there. Good morning, Marianne.
Hey, good morning. I actually was dating this guy, and one day he just tells me, hey, you know, I'm going to take you out somewhere special, so I get dressed up, full makeup, everything. He takes me to the Wiener Circle. I'd never been there before, so I said, what should I order? And he's like, try ordering the chocolate shake.
No!
And I said, yeah. Can I have the chocolate shake? And all of a sudden, this lady lifts up her shirt and gives me a chocolate shake.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I never went out with that guy again.
We are not going to beat your face getting shoved into some breasts. So yeah. I think we should probably, let's up the ante here. We'll send you to something a little classier. Right?
Yeah, a little bit.
Thank you.
Yeah, you do that to friends, not to a date.
Yeah, not to a date.
I got to know your audience. Like, only a very specific type of person is going to enjoy that on the first date.
Marianne, you're better off.
How much should I tip? What do I pack for a trip in a new relationship? Where do you go? Ask Whip.
Let me have it, Whip.
Who do you know? Ask Whip.
It's time to ask Whip.
Oh, this is so fun.
All right. So you guys want to read out the question, or should I read the question
can
and then
you read
my
the
answer?
Question?
Yeah. Sure, absolutely. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, got it all right here. So this is from Brianne in Avondale. And
okay.
She writes, hey, Whip. I want to get things going again with my ex-boyfriend. It's been about 3 months since we broke up after dating for only 5 months. I thought things were going well, but he felt I was too focused on my job to fully commit to our relationship. I've got a handle on work, and I'd love to rekindle things. What's the best text message I could send to him to get the conversation going again?
That's the good question.
That's
interesting.
This is some deep ass Whip stuff coming in.
So I have an answer.
Okay.
My answer is, hey, Brianne. So... I fear a little bit that when he said you were too focused on your job, that might have just been like an excuse, like a he wasn't that into you situation, right? I fear that. But I like your persistence and your willingness to make sure. So what I would recommend is not to send him a text, but instead do what I call an accidental on purpose FaceTime butt dial. All right, let me explain.
Yes, right. Please do.
All right, you call him on FaceTime. When he sees that call, he's going to answer because he might think there's something urgent. He left behind some property or something that you have to get in touch with him. So he is going to answer that call. When he answers, you have to act like you have no idea that you were calling him so that you don't seem desperate and got stuff going on in life. You're not sitting around pining for him all the time, right?
Yeah,
okay,
you're good.
But maybe then, you have makeup on.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, whatever it takes, right? So when he answers, though, if he's interested, he's going to get the old tingly winglies right back. And he will turn that call into a conversation, which may lead to a date.
Wow.
And who knows what might ensue from there. And if he's not... he's going to find a reason to end the call, and then you'll know not to waste your time with him anymore.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
That's solid advice. Yeah.
That is fantastic advice.
Tingly winglies.
The tingly winglies.
Look at that.
And what's that call again? The accidental on purpose?
It's called the accidental on purpose FaceTime butt dial.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
You really got to sell that, though. Like,
my bad.
Right.
Oh, my
yeah.
God.
Maybe the phone is on your car seat or something. Like, not, like, right in front of your face.
Oh my God, Toby,
that?
I'm so sorry to call you like this.
Crazy. I didn't know I was calling you.
This is so weird.
Exactly. So there you go. Let us know how that goes.
That is fantastic. Yeah, Brianne, please follow up. We want to know how that shakes out. Nicely done. That is the first ever Ask Whip. If you want advice like that in your life, email askwhip at WTMX.com.
You're listening to the Morning Mix Podcast.
And it's time for your Mix Top 6. Now, you can get a top 10 anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You can get a top 5 in some places, but we give you a top 6. Why? Because it rhymes with mix. Okay, so here's the deal. These are your top 6 weird and funny observations about the world as submitted to Reddit.
From six-year-olds or just people?
From just, hey, any human six plus, okay?
About the world. This is kind of broad.
About everything. It is kind of broad, isn't it? You could study it if you wanted, for example. All right, so tie yourselves down because you're going to get blown away here, I promise you. Coming in at number six on weird, funny observations. If you're waiting for the waiter at a restaurant, technically, you're the waiter.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah. Boom. Yeah. Right?
Wow, that's true.
I just saw I saw the Apple logo pop up on his face as he went to a hard restart.
Yeah, I think I need to.
Coming in number five on your Mix Top 6 weird and fun observations of the world, sleeping in is considered lazy, but going to bed early is seen as responsible.
Yeah.
See?
Kay.
These are thinkers.
Yeah,
these
that's
are
true.
Thinkers. And at number four on Weird Observations, your Mixed Top 6, the English language has evolved to the point where literally is used figuratively as hyperbole.
Oh, that's actually
funny.
True.
That I
know.
I like.
I saw that one. I was like, Whip's going to like that
Yeah,
one
I do like
lot.
That one. Yeah, because it is one of those pet peeves, but you can't stop it.
I saw it. I was like, literally, Whip will love this. And at number three, your Mixed Top 6 Weird and Funny Observations of the World, people are now taking their phone out of their pocket to check time. We have reverted to the era of pocket watches.
Seriously? Oh,
that's
my God.
For real.
What the what?
All the time. I'm like, I got to get out of here.
Yeah.
I always thought that texting was kind of backwards from phone talking.
Yeah, it's like
when
telegraphing
when that first started, I'm kind of
yeah.
like, wait a minute. We used to just be able to say stuff to each other. It took like 3 seconds, and then you got to go type it all out.
Yeah.
Why?
Now like,
what
like
is the
telegraph.
Deal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've gone back in time.
Right.
In at number two, your top six funny and weird observations of the world. If you think about it, the brain named itself.
I don't like that one.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me throw you guys a life raft in the deep end. Jeez.
Okay.
Guess you weren't ready for that.
I get it. Okay.
Nope. My brain can't actually get it.
Yeah.
I can tell you what. Saying that just healed Nikki's ankle.
It did.
Right.
Because her brain was like, I have no time to spend on this ankle.
Yeah.
Let me solve it.
Yep. Got to let it marinate for a sec, and then you get it.
All right. In at number one, these are your mixed top six funny and weird observations of the world. Number one. There are more nipples in the world than there are people.
That is just math.
That's math, baby. In fact, it's times two or more, depending if you're Harry Styles, who we know has multiple nipples. Right?
Yeah.
Look at Whip is dumbfounded.
Yeah, well, though, I was just trying to think if I know anybody with one nipple, and the answer is no.
No.
The Morning Mix Flash Briefing with Violetta.
That little guy we just heard is celebrating a pretty big day today. It is his birthday.
Oh.
Justin Bieber being celebrated online today for turning a whopping 28 years old.
Wow.
What the?
Too bad he's done nothing with his life.
I'm just like, how?
Such a bummer when you hear how, like when I found out how old LeBron James is, and I'm like, we're the same age?
Some people start very, very young.
Yeah, they sure do.
And then they're old even when they're young, or vice versa.
And his wife is only 25. I'm like, what a world am I living in? They look so mature.
Yeah, not bad.
He's got like 10 tattoos for every year of his life.
That's right, yeah, you're right.
280 tattoos.
Yeah.
In at number two, three Illinois towns have made the list of the top 30 best college towns in America.
Wow.
They looked at a number of different factors, including affordability, economic conditions, safety, health, dining options, art, and entertainment. Any guesses what towns might have made it for Illinois?
Champaign-Urbana.
Evanston.
Chicago.
No, no, and no.
What? Bloomington Normal.
In at number 30, we have DeKalb for Northern Illinois University.
Okay. Home of the Barbs, invention of barbed wire right there in DeKalb.
Watch out.
Wow.
Hey,
back. Learn something new every day.
This guy goes to the well.
Is that why we have so many prisons?
That's exactly
right.
That's
a big part of
it. Yes.
In right after that, at 29, Normal, Illinois.
Hey. Oh, that's right there.
Home of the Redbirds, baby.
Yeah.
And also Illinois Wesleyan.
Yes. Near the bird. And finally, in at number 18, our highest level is Urbana with University of Illinois, Champaign-Urbana.
Well, that counts as Champaign-Urbana.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I went to UIC, so I don't know any of that. The top town, if you're wondering, for the best college towns in America is Cambridge, Massachusetts, home of Harvard.
Oh, they think they're the best at
everything.
They sure do. Screw them.
Could have gotten that education, but $1.50 in late fines at your local library.
Yeah, wicked good and wicked fast. In at number one, Adelina. It's a modern Italian restaurant in the Gold Coast, which is always popping. It's like a hot new spot that's always in the news. And now they have a new speakeasy section opening. It's called Rose Lounge. People are really excited about this new intimate secret lounge tucked behind a secret door on the ground level of their restaurant.
Ooh.
And it's exactly what you are expecting or envisioning. It's like velvet red couches, old-timey drinks, just like soft jazz music, dim lighting, candlelight.
You just described my house.
Oh, yeah, Violetta, we have to go scout this, don't we?
I think we do, and we have to put it on the work expense account.
Yeah, that you're right.
You boys are invited to drive us if you want.
Okay, I'm in.
That's fine. Yeah, I'm good. Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
We'll go next door to Duncan.
Let us know when you're ready, ladies.
No, we're fine. I'm going to have another Shamrock Macchiato. Bye.
That's awesome. That was your flash briefing.
All right. Thank you for joining us for the Morning Mix podcast. Brand new episodes every day. Make sure you rate, review, like, and follow this podcast. You can also follow us on social at 101.9 Mix Chicago. And we will see you tomorrow on the Morning Mix.